Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Yud Tes, and we're holding Yud Ches Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, Tanu Rabbanan. As you recall, we spoke about, we started yesterday the Sugya of Tumah V'Tahara, that we're going to learn from yesterday through the end of the Masechta Miyas Hashem. And back in the Mishnah we had all different halachas, which are all, as Rashi said, midivrei sofer, which means midrabanan, where the Chachamim wanted to emphasize in a very, very strong way the differences between the various levels of Kedusha and Tahara that one has to have regarding food items. So, just returning to the top of the Mishnah for a moment, if a person were to go and eat chulin, maisa, truma, you just have to wash your hands. However, if you want to eat koidish, then matbilin, then you have to toivel your hands at a mikvah. Ulechatos, and if you're going to participate in the spritzing of the poraduma water on someone, then in nitma yodav nitma gufoy, then you have to go and toivel totally. It's not just enough to put your hands in the water, you gotta toivel totally. So you see the different madregas from chulin maisa to truma to koidish, and then eventually to chatas, and so on and so forth, as we had throughout the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara's focus now is going to be on someone who did either a netila or a tvila without kavana. In particular, a tvila without kavana, Rashi said in the Mishnah yesterday, was that a person went to the mikveh and he didn't have in mind l'shem tvilas tahara, el'rechitza v'alma. In other words, it was, for instance, a cold day, and he was freezing, and he wanted to warm up, and he heard that there's a hot mikveh, and he jumped in, because he wanted to warm up, or vice versa. Could have been a hot day, and it was a cold mikveh, and he wanted to cool off. But he didn't have in mind the shame to be less to hot. So we're going to talk about that today, whether that works or doesn't work. Let's just take a quick refresher of what we had in the Mishnah in the middle. We had in the Mishnah Toval on the third line. Toval lechulin, a person who goes and toivels in the mikveh, he has in mind the reason I'm toiveling is because I want to eat chulin b'tahara. Okay, huchsek lechulin, since that was his kavana, hini muchan amzuman, I'm toiveling for chulin, huchsek lechulin, and now he has the tahara to eat chulin. But asala meiser, if subsequently he wants to go and eat maser shiny, no good, because his tevila was not oila for maser shiny, it was only oila for chulin purposes. What happens to asala meiser? He went to the mikveh saying, "Oh, I'm going to eat maser shiny, tenin yushalayim, that's so holy, I'm having mind for the maser shiny." It's hochzik lemeiser, it worked perfectly. But also the truma, but he's not allowed to go and eat truma. If he toivel the truma, he was a koyin, and he wanted to eat now truma, and he said, "I'm toiveling to eat truma." Hochzik the truma, but also the koyin. He cannot eat kodshim. Tovel lekodesh, if he toivel for kodshim, chuchsak lekodesh, but also lechatas, he cannot participate in the spritzing of the poraduma water. Tovel lechomor mutal lekach. However, the reverse is not the same. Yesh b'chal mesayim mana. So if you had in mind lemoshul for chatas, then everything is covered. And if you had in mind for truma, at least you've covered truma with maisesheni and chulin. What happens if a person went into the mikveh and he didn't have any kavana? That's what we spoke about a moment ago. It says if he didn't toivel at all, it's zero. Yes, he washed himself off nicely, especially if the mikveh is clean, so he looks wonderful and he's not warm or he's cold, whatever it is, but lamaisa, he didn't have any tefillas tahara because he didn't have that kavana.
Are we supposed to learn from this that for every mitzvah that we do, that we're supposed to be mikaven?
It would be a wonderful thing that a person should be kavan every time. 100%. Whether kavan in mitzvahs is ma'akiv or not, that in fact is a big, big machlokes. What our Mishnah is telling us here is legabei tumah v'tahara, it is ma'akiv. Okay?
One clarification.
Yes, even two.
When a person's trouble for a chatas, he's might be in a mikvah of arba and sa. But in the Beis Hamikdash, they use the Mukhani, and I don't seem to recall where they would be.
Just for Avoda. I was wondering about that also. I think isn't it for Avoda?
No, not for necessary for the Avoda, but I mean, it should be more Machmer for the Avoda. You should
have 40 so, you should have 80 so.
Well, no, you shouldn't have. You should.
Tishadon Bargon.
They use a Kior.
So let me ask you a question. You're making an excellent point. the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, as you know, had five tefillos in the mikveh and ten Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So when he went to the mikveh, you think he jumped into the kiyar, or you think he had a separate mikveh?
That's the
mikveh we're talking about.
We know he had a mikveh.
Exactly.
Two mikvehs.
Exactly. You have a wonderful memory, Baruch Hashem.
So
that's the type of mikveh that the Paraduma guy. By the way, he didn't have to be there because the Paraduma was not on the mikveh.
No, I'm not talking about
the Harzeis and the Har Mishka.
The Gemara says that
for kachim,
you have to be eating tovo yadayim.
Eating kachim.
Yeah. But Kohen Gadol, if he's doing that,
the Stam Kohen comes into the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
He's Ma'aseh B'Kachin. There it's sufficient with the Kior.
The Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. On a regular day, if he's not Tameh, if he's Tohar.
But here it says that he has to, for Kachin, he has to be Matbil.
If he wants to eat Kachin, he has to be Matbil Yodov inside a Mikvah.
So eating is a higher Madrega than just doing the Avodah.
And it's the Rabbanan. We're not talking about the Arise. Not only Rabbanan, it's Rabbanan. But Rabbanan made all of these special dinim to go and emphasize in a very, very strong, emphatic way,
Tumavtar.
Would be sufficient, correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
For Chinese meals, however, before.
Yes.
Mrs. Mashma, he had in mind for chulin.
Right.
Before it's chulin, not for miser.
Right.
But if he has regular kavana.
What's kavana? Zero kavana.
It's not kavana. I want a table for table stam.
Okay.
To be tahara.
Right.
That mashma will be for everything then.
That's mashma that it would be the least. In other words, to pass the ruble into fast.
To pass the ruble into fast. To miser, that's why it's only miser. You limited it to that amount. You say, some table of miser, what's the color of the miser, also the chupa? Can you table the miser?
Okay, good. Mask it.
If it's not table, all right then. If it's not table for Tahara, like Gary says, should be.
Mishnah doesn't address your question of a person saying, I'm just toiveling for Tahara without filling in the blank. L'choira, in such a case, it would be the minimum and not the maximum. Because it's fasta, merubalei tefasta, tefasta, yuta tefasta, that if he toiveled without having in mind anything in particular, just to be tar, then presumably that would only be for chulim. That would be the presumption.
So to beg the question, if you're total for nothing in particular, what does that mean? If people for
remember, not with manazet, because today you don't have maizah sheni, you don't have truma and all that.
Absolutely.
But those times when you had those madregas,
somebody goes to the mikveh, somebody's about carry, is one day tuma,
goes
to the mikveh.
Midrabanan, he should be mechaven about why he wants this tahara.
And if he fails to do that, his tahara is not purposeful.
I wouldn't say that. If the person had no kavanah l'shem tvila, but l'shem rechitza, then it's worthless. In these cases, a person having in mind l'shem tahara, but without specifying which one, presumably with the least of the five, and at least it would be tor to be able to eat chulin b'tahara. Good.
And so a person goes to the mikvah without in Mendy's situation, without any kavanah, just he wants to be tahar.
Okay.
The only thing he's doing is he's removing from himself his susceptibility to contaminate taharas or other things that
he might be really tummy, so therefore he wants to get the tum off. He touched an avail, he touched a dead cherits. He doesn't want to go walk around.
Exactly. He doesn't want to be contaminating taharas as he moves through his day.
Okay.
So that's all he accomplishes. He has no, and so for chulin he a stam tefila even for chulin is effective or not even for chulin.
If he had in mind, like Mendy's case, only the shame tahara without specifying anything, the Mishnah doesn't address it. We can look in the Mefarshim and the Poskim, but Mishnah doesn't address it. Al pi svara, one would say he at least gets the minimum degree of tahara, which would be for chulin. If you want to have a higher degree, then you have to be mechavim. You want to be mechavim for ma'aser, for truma, and for everything. Now says the Braisa down below, Tana Rabbanan Hanoitel Yodav, a person washed his hands. Netil Zidai. Niskavit, if he had Kavana, Yodav Tahiris. Then, Baruch Hashem, his hands are now not just clean physically, but his hands are clean spiritually, and therefore he can now go and eat from Chulin, Maser, and Truma, because he was Noitel Yodai. Loinus Gavin, if he washed his hands, but he was spacing out, or he didn't have in mind for purposes of the Tilus Yadayim, just everybody today is washing their hands because they're nervous about COVID and this and that, is Yod of Tameis, and the Yadayim remain Tameis, even though they're beautiful, they're clean and everything, but Lamaisi didn't have Kavanah, L'shem, the Tilas Yadayim. Same thing applies to tevilas yadayim. Niskaven, if you had in mind of a tevila, the yad of tahiras, it works. Loin niskaven, yad of tmeis, and hands remain tmeim as before. Now, before we continue on, yesterday when we discussed about netilas yadayim and tevilas yadayim, a number of people raised the issue: what bracha do you make if you're toivel your yadayim? Right? We know tevilas yadayim, the count tevilas yadayim. But what bracha do you make on tevilas yadayim? So, my son Ben Zion pulled out the Shulchan Aruch, and in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, hello Jeff, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Halacha Yud Tes, and Halacha Chav, go straight to Halacha Chav, HaMatbil Yadav, person who's Matbil Yadayim, puts him in a mikveh, Einoy Mevorech Al Tvilas Yadayim, Ela Al Netilas Yadayim. What's the reason for that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because that's the Tikkun Shetok L'Chacham. They made a special bracha al Tevilas Yadayim, but they didn't make a bracha al Tevilas Yadayim. Even though logically, yeah. So, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Mevorach al Tevila Sheheichan Tzivonu al Tevila. There was no takana to go and toivel Yadayim. The takana was to go and be noitel Yadayim. But that, of course, is talking Mizman Hazeh. It could be that even the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechab, they would all agree that Yom Mahem, when for Kodesh they were Madbilin, if that in fact was Takana to be Toivo, could be Tak at that time he made a Brucha Al Tevilas Yadayim. But Mizman Hazeh, if you're Toivo Yodav, person wants to go and eat bread. He doesn't have a Kli, he doesn't have a sink, but he does have a mikveh. You could put your hands in the mikveh, and after that take your hands out. The question is, what bracha do you make? Says the Mechaber, Ein Mevorach al Tevilas Yadayim, but only on Netilas Yadayim. That's the Mechaber. Now says the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, the Mevorachim al Tevilas Yadayim, V'chayneker. No, you should make a bracha al Tevilas Yadayim after all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh Oimrim, V'achroinim hiskimu kedas ha-mechaber, L'vorach al netilas yadayim. No, the achroinim agree to the mechaber that if you're putting your hand in the mikveh, then you don't make a brocha al tvila, but al netilas yadayim. But one second, one caveat. V'rak im hamayim psulim l'netila, v'rak l'tvila, u'kilakamei, then mevorach al netilas, al tvilas yadayim. What is this all about? So the Mishnah Berurah says, look up Kuf Samach, Seif Tes. Here it says, what happens if you have Mayim Meluchim, Oy Seruchim, Oy Morim, She'ein HaKelev Yochol Lishtois Mehem, that the water is so putrid, it so has such a terrible stench, that even a Kelev refuses to drink. Boy, that's got to be pretty bad. Then Psulim Latilas Yadayim, you cannot use them for the Tilas Yadayim, then you have to have nice, beautiful water. But nevertheless, it's still kosher for mikveh to go and toivel. And therefore, what happens in such a case where you have a mikveh, normally paskins the Mishnah Berurah, like the Mechaber, b'shem ul the achrayim. If you're not washing your hands, but you're toiveling your hands to be able to eat bread, you make a bracha al netilas yadayim, like we normally do. However, if the mikveh is such that the water is disqualified for purposes of netilas yadayim, then you can't go and make al netilas yadayim. However, since the mikveh is kosher for purpose of tevilah, you can put your hands in and then make a bracha al tevilas yadayim. So, when you're ever faced with this issue, which of course is very, very rare, but if you were to be faced with this issue, and you are toiveling your hands instead of washing your hands, if it's a clean mikveh, al netilas yadayim. If it's not a clean mikveh, that even, but it's got to be really bad, that even a kelev runs away, then you make a bracha al tevilas yadayim.
I have to do by a certain lake, but I didn't have a kli.
Right.
I didn't have to do the tevilas yadayim, so I put my hands in the lake, and then the pas, so I was tovo my hands, but I didn't have the kli to mix, so...
No, that can happen. A person is on a picnic or something.
Right. There could be a very... there you make Tevilas Yadayim, not Tevilas Yadayim.
Do you simulate doing it like...
Anyway,
there's
much more about this. We would have to devote about half an hour just to talk about all the different cases. Your case is Hitzvul Yodah B'mei Mayan. There's a lot of discussion here. As far as I'm concerned, you did a wonderful thing, and it's great. But let's go on. So, getting back to our Gemara now. So, person was notel yadayim. He was mechavin. It's tar, not mechavin. Tomei. He put his hands in the mikveh. Niskaven, if he had a kavona that he should be yadayim tohirois, they're tohar. But niskaven yodav tameis. Frank, you want to but I have a brisa that says just the opposite. Bein niskaven, bein loy niskaven, yodav tohirois. Even if he had no kavona whatsoever, as long as he washed properly, he had a kli and he had with a revius and he washed in here and here and he covered his fat. He did a great job. State in the Brice, it's tar, even though it wasn't miscounted to anything. Omrim Nachman Lekasha, Kal Chulin, Kal Meiser. It depends. If you're talking about Chulin, even if you were totally spaced out whilst you're washing your hands, it's fine. Talk about Meiser Shaini, there you have to have Kavona. And the Taprashi says, and Kosh gave a Truma. And of course, Kosh gained for Kodshim and for Chathas, etc. Well, the reason why Rashi stops at Truma is because the others after that is not enough to do just an Atila, you have to do a Tefillah. Okay, he talks about Tefillah as well. How do you know that Chulim doesn't require Kavan? We learned in the Mishnah. What is this talking about? A person happens to be sitting or standing on Sfas Hayam, and all of a sudden it's high tide, and a huge tidal wave leaves the Yam. It's Nitlash, it breaks off, and it's so large that all the scientists go and look at it and say, wow, that's a sheer mikvah. Whoo! Our boy himself. The Nafal Adam, and it fell on the individual.
Not wearing clothes.
Presumably. The Ala Kalim and on Kalim, they are all Tohoir. Ketoni, Adam, Dumir, Kalim. To notice it says Adam and Kalim together. Makim, Dumi, Machavni, just like the Kalim are inanimate. And obviously they don't have any Kavana. And they become Tohar because of this Kalshin Nitlash. Af Odom, the Loy Mechavit. Same thing applies to a person, Lechari, even without Kavana. He's just standing there. He's going over the daf. Problematic if he's not wearing clothing. So he's thinking about techniques or whatever he's doing. Anyway, Af Odom, Loy Mechavit, he's not Mechavit, and the water hits him. Boom! He happens to be Tahor. So I see, Lechari, a clear cut raya that for Chulin purposes, you don't have to have Kavana. What's your raya? Maybe this person wanted to become tar, and he sees that they're the high tidal waves, and he says to himself, I'm afraid to go into the Yam, because everybody knows that high tides stay away. Unfortunately, many people have not returned when they go swimming when there are high tides. And so therefore, I'm not going to go in. But I pray to Hashem, halavai, that one gal, one major tidal wave that has 40 saw should uproot itself from the Yam, go and splash onto me, and I'm going to be tar. And therefore he was mechavin. And the Kalim Dumiya the Adam. And instead of saying that Adam Dumiya the Kalim, Kalim Dumiya the Adam, my Adam Digvar Kavana, Av Kalim Mechavin Lahu. By the Kalim too, he had a whole bunch of Kalim. He wanted to go and toivel those Kalim. He was afraid to get close to the Yam. So he put them there out Svasiyam, and he's hoping and praying, a gal is going to come and pow, splash onto all of these Kalim, and they're going to be tar. And therefore, if that is the case, then you have no raya from that Mishnah. Because that Mishnah is not talking about that he was not Mechavin, but Faket, he was Mechavin. Ibechitem, you're going to go and tell me, B'yoshim Metzapa, Maila Memra, that's Choredova Parshat, that if he has standing over there, and he says, Yirotza, and I want that the water should come, and the water taki came, and it was 40 saw, and it dropped on top of him. So what's the Chiddush of the Choredova Parshat? He should go and be taught. So tomorrow I'll tell you why it's a chiddush. So kataita chamina ligzor duma osi lemitpo bechardelis shel gisham. I would say that although this case is tar, but a person might go and think that the same thing applies by a chardelis shel gisham. What's that? A chardelis shel gisham? Says Rashi, you're talking about a waterfall. That a person figures, if I have 40 saw that jump out of the water on top of me, I'm going to be tar. No. when I go to Water Falls, I wouldn't advise you to go to the Niagara Falls, which has shown that's a big sakana. But if you have a Water Falls, which is much more gentle, and you have lots of water coming down, I'll stand under it for a minute or two until 40 saw fall on top of me. Isn't that the same thing? But Lamaise, it's not the same thing. The reason why it's not the same thing is because you don't have the Aboyim Saw all coming at one time, but rather they come from a Mokum Ketafris. Ketafris means, like we're talking about such a waterfall, where the halacha is that Nitzik Ve'Ketafris Einu Chibur, that if you have a waterfall, it's not considered to be Chibur because it's not in one place. You have one drop, the next drop, the next drop, all coming, even if they're coming all very, very strongly, but they're not together, it's not a chibur, and therefore you're not yoitza. So how come you're yoitza by the galsh?
Exactly.
Okay, you know. So Rashi says the reason is because there you're talking about mayan water. Mayan is mitzar even bezochven. Zochven means that the water is flowing and that the water is moving. Here you're talking about a hardless shul gishamim. Geshem, by definition, is only mitzar be'ejboirin. Be'ejboirin means in a mikveh where the water is stationary at one time, as opposed to this waterfall which are geesing down all at once. We can look quickly at the Rashi. Chard, the second line from the top. Shetri Tefes, V'yayredes, V'mokim Gvoi, is coming down from a higher place. V'yesh Bar Boim Saw, even though 40 Saw is coming down. V'atu B'loyol Zaloy Tzvila, Mishim de Mokim Ketafrisu. What means Ketafris? Mokim Zokof Yoisimidai. It's a vertical place where the water is coming down, straight down the side of the mountain. Umem Saw Shemboi Einon B'mokim Echad. It's not all at one time. You have one Saw and another Saw, it comes quickly, but it's not. Even if you say it's not a katafras situation where it's coming down as a waterfall, they have to be collected together. The word nikvin is similar to the word mikveh in an ishboirin, which means in a mikveh, in a pool. The sign of Mitar's Kehanim, Ima Mayan Mitar Bezochlan, I would think just like a Mayan is Mitar when it's flowing. Mikveh Mitar Bezochlan, Talmud Loimar, Ach Mayan Avor, Mikveh Mayan Yator, A Mayan Mitar Bezochlan, Va Mikveh Be'ej Boyin. And therefore, I'm afraid that if you're going to allow the Gal Shenitlash, people are going to think that the same thing applies to a Chard L'Shel Gesham. And then Rashi brings at the end that Rabbeinu Hai is goyis not hardless, but hardless. Why does he goyis hardless? Why does Rashi bring that? Because presumably the waterfalls comes down the side of a mountain, and therefore it's more shaykh to use the term har. It's like mountain waters that are coming down. Anyway, so that's why I need to tell this halacha that the person is yoishim betzapa and it works, and I'm not goyzer onto a waterfall. Inami nigzer Russian onto keep it. I would think that I should make a gzera of Russian onto keep it. What size Russian? Russian, says Rashi, are the waters that are initially hitting you from this large tidal wave. Those rushing waters, those are the Russian. The keepin is like the word kippah, which means an arch or a yarmulke. And a person might say, you know what, if you're telling me that the water that is coming down, this gal shenitlash can be metayer kalim, I'm not going to wait until it comes down onto the kalim. I'm going to put the kalim up in mid-air, wait until the gal shenitlash comes. I'm going to insert the kalim into the middle of that gal shenitlash. I'm going to hold on to it with great strength so it shouldn't fall down. Not too much great strength, otherwise I might have chatzitza. But the point is, I'm going to go and be toiling in the kippin. And if I'm toiling the kippin, says Rashi, you're not yoitza. The reason why you're not yoitza, like the Gemara is going to explain in another moment, because ein matbilin ba'avir, you can only be toivel in a mikveh down below, or you can go and be toivel in a mayan if it has all the requirements.
A well,
mayan,
the spring,
a spring. No problem. And in the mikveh, you can go and toivel in midair, even though you have 40 saw, it doesn't work. The only reason why it works by the gal shenitlash is because the person is on terra firma down below, and when the water hits him, it hits the ground. Now it's considered to be on the ground, on the surface, but not up in the air. Then you can't be matlo.
And that's a din of a mikvah.
Din of mayan, not a mikvah.
The gal shenitlash is talking about it has the status of a mayan.
Not why is it need our brother's father?
If Why doesn't he have bar mitzvah?
It doesn't need, right?
It does. Look at the top, the second line.
So why didn't he have bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah is not by zochulin. It's only by his bar.
You're asking a very good question. We have to go into it a little bit further. But the bottom line is, this kashan doesn't work from the... Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, Russian. See Rashi, better quote it down. Russian. Echami Rashi Hagal Kishu Magila Oretz. Oh, one of the heads, the beginning of that gal when it hits the ground. Kippin is Amtsiso Shal Gal Shaim Ba'aber Kimin Kippa. There's like an arch in the middle. Vim Hoishit Kalim Lamala Vibilim the Kippa Aina Tvila Kimifarish Vilasu. Why can't you go and Tvila the Kalim in the water as it's arching over the earth? The Trashi Shem Avil the Avir. Shli Omre Toyra Mikvah Shal Avir the Tvila. You can't go and use a Mikvah Shal Avir.
But it's the Lashon of Rashi, mikveh she'avir, that's Shai's point. It's not a Mayan, it's a mikveh.
So then it's good why it's 40, sir. You're not happy.
But then it's moving,
But when it hits the ground, it's no longer moving. That's why Rashi said before, Russian echma, Russian galkishu magil aretz. The person is on the ground.
Once it's on the ground, we deem it as if it's already stationary, and therefore the mechanics of a mikvah, so to speak, are halachically operative.
So it would appear, and this would address Rabbi Shai's question as well.
Would it be the contiguous? It's contiguous in a mikvah in a solid body of water. It's contiguous. There's no gas, no air in it.
Correct.
If it's in a waterfall or in the air, a wave, there's air involved.
That's right.
There are gaps between.
And somebody who travels in that, it would be a very eerie feeling. Where's Shelley?
Very erudite.
Yes, exactly.
Now I know what I mean.
Anyway, so getting back.
Where's Shelley when you need him?
Exactly. He's probably going to the mikveh now. But anyway,
he's just at the chumash here. He's probably on his way over.
Okay. He's immersing himself in the Torah.
Don't go before davening.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, So bottom line is the Gemara says, let's go back so we shouldn't forget where we're holding here. The Gemara said that for chulin you don't need kavanah. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Because I have a Mishnah, Mesechus Mikvois, that says that you have this huge tidal wave that falls on the Adam or on the Kalim, they're Tehoirim automatically, and just like Kalim can be Mechavin, a person, even if he's not Mechavin, it works. Says the Gemara, no, who says? Maybe it's talking about he was Mechavin, he's Yoshim Metzapah. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, what's the Chiddush? B'shtaitzach, if you have the 40 saw falling on his head, well, what's the Chiddush? If he was Mechavin and it fell and it's 40 saw, everything is great. So what did the Gemara answer? Oh, I would think that we should make a gzeira, that if you can allow people to be tohar as a result of tidal waves, then people are going to think you can go and toivel in a waterfall. Or people are going to go and take kalim in their own hands, literally, matters into their own hands, and put it into the water of this large tidal wave when it's still in the air, before it has hit planet Earth. And I would think that that's no good. As the Gemara is going to say momentarily, because it can't be matul la'avir. So therefore I would say, nigza Russian ot kibin kamash. Well, I don't make all of these gzeiras. Maybe Yitaka could be toivel bekeepin in the arch of the tidal wave. The sign says in the braisa, matbilin berushin the a matbilin bekeepin. Fishin matbilin be avir. Oh. So therefore I would have thought, let's make gzeira kamash on we. Don't make exam. So bottom line is, if that's the way I learned that Mishnah, it's talking about that he is mechaven, so I don't have any source, no makar that tells us that for chulin you don't need kavanah. I have another Mishnah. What does the other Mishnah say? Peirush enoflu tzeich amas amayim. I have a whole bunch of peirush, and they fell. Fell means they didn't put them in. They fell on their own into Amasamayim, into some sort of stream. Normally Amasamayim is like an irrigation ditch, which is an Amma deep and Amma wide, etc. And the concern over here is going to be both vis-a-vis the Adayim, as well as vis-a-vis the Peiros, where they become Mukhshir Lekabel Tumah. So what happens? A person whose hands were tamei wanted to go and pull the peiros out from the amasamai. The notlon, and he put his hands in. His hands were tamei. Put his hands in, and he extricated the peiros from the amasamayim. Yodav tahoirois. his yadayim became tahor. Now it doesn't say over here that he was mechavan to be matbel yadav. The reason why he put his yadayim in is because he wanted to pull the peiros out. And in fact, if you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara, yadav tahiris avabisha loynis kavan. He didn't have any kavana at all. His only kavana was to pull the peiros out of the amasamayim, to put it back into his basket, to put it back into his bag, into his box, to gather them. Nothing to do with kavana for tevila or netila. And guess what? State on the Mishnah that yodav tahiros.
So what does it mean? The taros, the taros for chulin or taros stam? They're taros that they're not metame truma if he touches it. I mean, taros is sort of a blank term.
This gets back to Mendy's question. Right. When you just have minimum tahara, what is that equal to? To chulin. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay. He said, the Gemara asked the Stira, one place it says you have to be mechavan, one place it says you don't have to be mechavan. There's Rav Nachman by chulin, you don't have to be mechavan. By Meiser, you do have to be mechavan. Oh, so when Gabi chulin, you don't have to be mechavan, and you got a tahara, the hens are tahar. To eat now chulin, the tahara, no problem, the hens are tahar. I wasn't mechavan.
Why are they not worried about a chatzitza if they're handling the fruit?
He's talking about that he puts his hand into the water before he reaches the fruit. It was deep enough that before he reached the fruit, the whole hand was immersed in the water. Good?
Go ahead.
Since when the peiros fell in, it wasn't his intention that the peiros fall in. And as we know, legabi the halacha of the machshir the kabel tuma, you have to have yutan duma dechiyita, and it's got to be nichalei. Here it wasn't nichalei. In fact, he has now a big tircha schlepping all the fruit down. And he has to go and wipe them all. And what I need this for? Well, so it is. So therefore, they're not machshir the kabel tuma. However, the imbishvil shiyudchu yadav. What happens if when he put his hands in, he says to himself, you know, these hands are pretty shmutzik. They also happen to be tamei. I wouldn't mind putting my hands into this amasamayim because, Baruch Hashem, my hands are going to become clean. And therefore, although these aviv, the adayim, it's not going to make any difference whatsoever. Because here, once again, yodav tahiros. But even if he wasn't mechavan anything, the Mishnah already said yodav tahiros. The nafkamin is going to be legabi the hechsher on the page. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that when it comes to hechshel kabel tuma, it doesn't have to be that I'm happy that the peiros became wet. I'm happy of the whole situation because this now allows me to go and put my hands into the amasamayim to go and toivel them, or at least go and rinse them so that they should be clean. And so therefore the chiddush is that although we keep on saying Yutan Dumin Dinitain, the Nichalei, it doesn't have to be Nichalei vis-a-vis the Peiros. As long as it's Nichalei for some reason that the Peiros are in the Amazon.
The Gavra, not the Chetza.
Okay. Look at the next Rashi. U Peiros in Bechiyutan, the Be'in and Gabi Hefsher, Yutan Dumin Dinitain, the Nichalei. However, Mishush Yudhiyadav, Niskavin, Lito Peiros. When he's taking the Peiros out, he's being Mechavin that the hand should get nicely rinsed. Harihi Bechiyutan, Umekablin, Tumma Miyachshav. The Peiros now, even though there was no Nichalei vis-a-vis the Peiros, but it was Nichalei the whole situation, so now the Peiros become Mukhshar Mekab Tumma. Kim Neskam Ladiach Yodav Golidaita the Nichalei Bach Nefila. Shal Yodeho Hidiach Yodav. So therefore, the fact that he is delighted that his hands that until now were all greasy or messy or dirty or whatever, and now are nice and clean, that's enough for purposes of Nichalei. But what do I see crystal clearly, both from the Reisha and from the Sefer? He had no kabbalah mit tefila, mit mikvis, mit garnished. But the bottom line is, you put your hands in and you did a good job. Halacha is it's tahar. So you see, legabi the minimum, legabi chulin, you don't need kabbalah. So that's a good raya to Rav Nachman's theory and Rav Nachman's halacha on the bottom. Lekasha kam chulin kalamaiser. You don't need kabbalah for chulin. So now, why did we get all into this? Back to our Mishnah. Eis v'rabba l'Rav Nachman, ha-tuivu l'chulin hochsak l'chulin, osa l'maisa. That if a person goes and toivuts for the purpose of chulin, hinni muchan amzum, and I'm toiving for chulin. He comes out of the mikvah, he's only tohar for chulin purposes, osa l'maisa, like we had in our Mishnah. Is the chmashma, the hochsak in li hochsak lai. That at the very least, you have to have a kavana of to be machzik. Machzik means to go and bring tahara on your hands, on your body. You have to have a kavana. So you see, from our mission, you do have to have kavana, and you're telling me for chulin you don't need kavana. So you do no. Even though he had kavana, in other words, according to Rav Nachman holds, you can go to the mikveh, you don't have to have any kavana whatsoever. You come out, you're tohar. What would you be tohar for? The minimum for chulin. You go to the mikveh, no kavana, you're tohar. Why does it say in the Mishnah that huchzak l'chulin osel ha'maisit? What he's telling us is a chiddush. And al bishuchz l'chulin, he said, in muchrim zuman, I have in mind to go and be tohar, I want to be tohar, I want to be tohar. But only I want to be tohar for chulin. Osel ha'maisit, then it doesn't work for maisit. But it works for chulin. And even if you didn't have kavan at all, it would work for chulin, according to Rav Nachman. Really? Faith you want to ace. Let's go to the next case. Tov avalei huchzak, you told him you didn't have any kavana. Zero. Ki loy tovel is good as bad. It's as if you didn't tovel and you got to tovel over again. My love, ki loy tovel klal. And you just told me now that for chulin you don't have to have kavana. So it should say in the Mishnah, tovel loy huchzak. It's at least good for chulin. That's more light. Ki loy tovel lemaise. Avotovel lechulin. When it says in the Mishnah that a person who went into the mikveh, it means for the higher madregas, for meiser, for truma, but chulin, that's the minimum. The meiser went into the mikveh. So even though he was thinking about kniks, mid yankees, mid yalan, but the bottom line is he toivled in the mikveh, it's tovel chulin. That's what Reb Nachman holds. Now, that doesn't sound like that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds kilei toval klal, goodish. Who saw our dochi kamadchile? He thought he was giving him a doichik pshat. He was just pushing him away. No, nothing. Dochi ashkach. The sign he found that the brayser taka says is crystal clearly. What does it say in the brayser? Tov avalei huchzak. A person went to the mikvah. He was spaced out. He wasn't thinking about toiveling in a mikvah. He just went in. What happens? Osel ha'maiser mutar lechulin. You come out of the mikvah. Maiser, you can't eat. Chulin, that's the minimum. You went, so this is even less than Mendy's case. The person went into the mikveh without thinking of tefillah at all. Zero. It still helps the chalapachas for chulin because he went to the mikveh and it works for chulin. So that's Rav Nachman's halacha, and therefore with Rav Nachman, this is a brand new pshat in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. We have a new pshat today. According to the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, sounds like it's worthless. It's zero. He went for a swim. Nothing. According to Nachman, no, it is worth something. It helps for chulin, even though it doesn't help for anything else.
So if you fell into the mikvah accidentally and it came out,
according to Nachman, the same thing would apply.
Right. I heard once that sometimes you could say Rabbi Tshuva, who his mother was in the
swimming. Right.
That mm-hmm. maybe she went swimming mm-hmm. and whatever, and the bag was very loose, so therefore it was like she was
low kavana.
Yes, one down.
I saw it somewhere once that
Reb Moshe writes that because many people didn't want to go and be meshadach with Bali Tshuva because they said they were afraid that the child is pogum because the child was born to the parents. The woman had not gone to the mikveh, and therefore that's a begam in the neshama, begam in the person. And Reb Moshe writes that because of the fact she undoubtedly went swimming many times during her life in a swimming pool or in a river or whatever, so and not that you may say on that, of course not, but there's a possibility that b'diavad she was in fact tohar as a result, and therefore don't automatically write off Bali Tshuva things. And then I think the Chazon Ish writes in his Igros that it's true that a person that was born to husband and wife when there was no mikveh, that's a begam. However, if that in Baal Tshuva is a Talmud Chacham, then the Torah goes and metayer him, and that replenishes the blemish that the person has in the neshama, and so therefore you could go and take a Baal Tshuva who happens to be a Talmud Chacham. Anyway, continue on back to the Gemara. Afraid the Gemara may say...
Yes. Would the Baal Tshuva have to be a Talmud Chacham so they would have Kavanah? Because according to Rav Yochanan, they don't need any kavanah. So,
Shelly, you don't have to come anymore. We got Jeff back, so.
I sent him.
I need you enough for both of us, right?
Okay. Beautiful.
So is that a serious question from my end?
It's serious.
It sounds like a serious question.
But he's serious.
No, because you have to have kavanah. If you're a Baal Tshuva, that's not a Talmud Chacham. You wouldn't know that you have to have kavanah.
Yeah.
I didn't know until I learned this Gemara.
Nobody knows this Gemara until they learn it for the first time. So you don't have to be a Baal Tshuva. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham.
Last time. So we're saying that you don't need the kavanah. The Baal Tshuva who doesn't know doesn't need the kavanah.
According to the Maskana of this Gemara of Rav Nachman, anybody that toivels inside a mikveh that is kosher, he or she automatically become tohar. They don't become tohar to be able to eat Maisa Sheni, Truma, Kodshim, or to spritz the Poraduma water, but at least they have the minimum amount of tahara. If Ramoshi extended that, again, not lechatchila, but b'diavad, if you're talking about a nice young man or a nice young lady that is being suggested for a shidduch, you don't automatically have to go and say, I don't want to get involved because that nisham is pogam. Why? Because there is a good possibility that in fact she was tohar at the time that she lived with her husband, because maybe she went swimming in a swimming pool, and maybe she went into a river or a yam, and therefore maybe she was tohar after all. Again, if you want, it's a little bit of a stretch, but nevertheless, we don't want to pass the old Bali Tshuva. For kid, we want to be Mekarev, then. Just only want to be Mekarev Gerim, we certainly want to be Mekarev Bali Tshuva. And then you add to the Chazanish that says that the learning of Torah, that purifies the Neshama and takes away any blemishes that there may have been of Pagam for the mother not having Torah. But anyway, on that very, very high limit, let's continue on. Vayitim. Meisvek, Freitim Anochemul. We're asking Akasha on Rav Nachman. No, I'm sorry. Stop with my side. We're starting a new shtickle now. Omer Abulosa. Put two dots after Mutal Chulin. Omer Abulosa. Toval the Ola. Machzik Atzim L'chol Mashi Yitzah. Rav Abulosa says something which is very, very novel. A person went to the mikveh. And when he went to the mikveh, L'choyre at this point, he didn't have any kavana whatsoever, which, according to Rav Nachman, okay, fine, then at least he gets the minimum for chulin. But, says Rav Loza, if he comes out of the mikveh, and then he says to himself, hey, you know, I didn't have any kavana, what do I do now? I want to go and eat Maaser Sheni, or I want to eat Truma. You can be Machzik Atzmoi now, as you leave the mikveh. Tov v'olam. But, Rashi doesn't say anything, but there's a small tesvis that says, he's still got to be wet, because he's already dried himself, he's really wearing the garden. It's a small toys here in the middle of the yom. Tov of the Allah, but he did a lach. Ubekame svarim tzim behedya lach. And he's still wet. If he's still wet, it's as if he's still in the mikveh, so to speak, even though he's gone out of the mikveh. His feet are now on terra firma, they're on land, they're no longer in the mikveh. Nevertheless, he can still be machzik atzmei l'chol mashiyetzah for kodshim, for chatas, truma, anything he wants. Okay.
Dunk pro tunk.
Okay, beautiful.
To use a legal tag.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that mean, pro?
Dunk pro tunk. You'll discuss the legality.
While he is dunk.
And Jeff, do you want to explain the very intricate Latin terms?
Dunk is wild.
As if it had originally happened, back to the original.
I see.
So his kavanah, hey guys. So his kavanah is as if it was when he was still in the mikvah.
Exactly. Exactly right. Frank Dumar Meisvei. I have a kasha in the blazer. Oidehu ragli achas b'mayim. Huchzik l'dover kal. Machzik atzim l'dover chomer. All Hashem ain't a machzik. The Braisa is talking directly on what the Blazer's point is. Meaning, if your foot is still in the water, at least one foot is still in the water. You didn't leave totally. One foot is it. You can go and change your mind. Until now, we only had a mind for chulin. I can do an upgrade. Oh, Maisa Sheni. Or I do an upgrade, truma. And that's because Oideo Ragla Achaz Mamayim. Although once he leaves the mikvah, it's too late. Zero.
Wet or not wet?
wet or not wet. My lav, eimei machzik lav. That's the sound of it. You can't be machzik anymore. It's a shven Reb Loza that said you can still be machzik atzmai once you leave the mikvah. Do more light. No, that's not the pshat in the brisa. I dare you, if he's still in the water, afal pisha huchzik machzik. Even though he was machzik for a lower form such as chulin, he could change his mind. He can do an upgrade. I have in mind now meiser or truma because he's still in the water. All if he came out of the water, imloy huchzak. If he didn't have any kabban until now, machzik, he can go and do whatever he wants, like Rabbi Lozer said. Machzik atel chomashi yirtzah, because he's writing on a blank
piece of paper.
Blank piece of paper. It's a blank check, a blank slate. He didn't have any kavan until now. He can be machzik. However, if he had in mind for something in particular, such as chulin or meiser, ainay machzik, then he can no longer do that upgrade. And so, therefore, getting back to the brisa, that's what the brisa was saying. The brisa said, "Oidei roeg lachel mamayim huchzik davakal." He could change his mind. However, all once he comes out, shumani machzik, he can no longer change his mind. However, if he didn't have any kavona until now, then he could still be machzik as long as his feet are still wet, even though he's no longer in the mikvah. So, no kashin Reb Lazar, according to Reb Lazar, it comes out you have basically three halachas. That if the person wasn't mechaven at all, and he has ragli achas b'mayim, now he can do whatever he wants. He can go from 0 to 100. In other words, he can go from chulin to paraduma. Even if he was machzik ledover kal for chulin, since he's ragli achas b'mayim, he can still go and change his mind. No, I don't want chulin anymore. I want maizer, I want truma, I want... Yes, he can go and change his mind. What happens if he came out of the water? Says Reb Lozer, if he didn't have in mind anything until now, he can have in mind up to paraduma, he can go all the way up to the top. If, however, if he did have a kavan until now for something, whether it's chulin or mice or whatever, once his feet are out of the water, he can no longer change it. You want to go and change? Go back into the water. But as long as once you're out of the water, huchzik ein machzik. Who's the one that holds it? As long as you have one foot in the water, you're still in the mikvah, and therefore you can even change from chulin to mice into truma. Remember Reb Pedas, because we're having it. Reb Pedas, Reb Yehudahi. That's Reb Yehuda. Now we learned in the Mishnah. Mikvah shenimdad v'yesh b'yarboim saw mechuvanos. You have a mikvah that somebody measured this morning exactly 40 saw. Not a drop more, not a drop less, right. 47. The Yodushlaim, and two people went into the mikvah. And they titled one after the other. Now, Harishon is tar, because he went into a mikvah of 40 saw. But when he left the mikvah, obviously he took at least one or two drops with him. He no longer had 40 saw. Therefore, Vasheni Tomei. And the second one who's left in the mikvah, Nebuch, so sad. He went into the mikvah, but the mikvah is only, is untied, only 39.5, so, or 39.9. But it's not 40, so, he's all wet, but lemaisa, he is tamei. Amr Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda that Reb Pedas was talking about. If the second one, in other words, it was a large mikveh, and there were large steps, and the first one is already standing on the steps, however, Raglav Noigois B'mayim, he's still in the water, 90% of his body is already out, he's walking up the steps, but the step that he's walking on still has water on it. Avasheni tor, and then the second person is ultator. What's the svara of Reb Yehuda?
Mechubar.
He's mechubar, and the fancy Talmudic words are good achas. Good achas means that the water on his body is deemed to be as if it's an extension of the water down below.
Sukkah going down.
Like walls going down by Sukkah and by Eidim and Shabbos. Yeah. Same thing over here. The water that's on his body is as if it's going down and it's attaching to the water down below in the mikvah. So we still have 40 saw. The 40 saw of water in the mikvah together with on his body. Together we got 40. The second one is also tar.
Luckily we deem the water that's on his body because his leg is still there as if it's still, as it were, collected in the mikvah.
Right. And now the Gemara is saying that that's the svara of the previous Raisa, when it said, Oideyu, Ragli, Achas, Vamayin, he can go and change from one Kabbana to the other Kabbana.
It's good. It's still, he's deemed it.
He's deemed to be in the Mekvah. So the Chayre, the Toss says a beautiful fact. This Mishnah, which you just quoted now, where the Reisha says that when the person leaves the mikvah, sheni is tamei, and the Buddha said, no, as long as ragli achas b'mayim, he is tahor. Presumably, the Tanakhama disagrees. So this machloikis v'malis drabban. This is all talking about malis drabban, meaning the malis like our Mishnah. That min ha-toira, once you go into the mikvah, makes no difference. Yom mechav and ish mechav, and then you're tore across the board for everything. After all, you're talking about a mikvah 40 saw. Drabbanim made special dinim, special zaydis, special takonis that you have to have in mind. Then if you have in mind only for chulin, it doesn't work for maser, it doesn't work for maser, it doesn't work for truma. If you had in mind for truma, it doesn't work for kodshim. So these are malas drabbanim. That's where the machlokes is. Amitum le-tahara, divriyakoyl ha-sheni tomei. If you're talking about real tuma v'tahara, in other words, a person that really became tomei, and that's why he's now going to the mikveh, even though Odeyu Ragli Achas Mamayim, the Rishon, of course, will be Tar, but the second will be Tamei, because I do not say good Achas when you're talking about the Oyrisis. Only when you're talking about Malois Tirabat. Right into Rapidos. That stims this, what we just said now, Omer Nachman Rabbuah, that works with Rapidos, because Rapidos is explaining our Gemara, explaining our Sugya. And what is he saying? That you want to go and change from one to the other. Oideh Ragla Achas B'mayim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. You can go and change, therefore, from the Chulin to the Maisa to the Truma. Yeah, that all stims very nicely.
I'm shocked that we have so many Gezeiras, and here we're saying that somebody's Tamei Midoraisa, and a Tumah Darabanan, we deem him to be Tahar, because the first guy's foot is still in the water or whatever you want to do. But for a Rabbinic Tumah, but for a Tumah Daraisa, and we wouldn't be afraid that people would confuse a Tumah Daraisa with a Tumah Darabanan. I mean, it's talk about Gezeiras to clarify things. It astounds me.
Good. Ikriyami, there was another version.
You'll be there to start one of these chumras.
I'm not going to start a chumra. I'm just astounded by that they're not worried about confusion, that somebody be tummy de raisa and think, oh, but I went and the guy's leg was still here, so I'm tahar. And he'll go and eat kachim be'isr and be chayim.
As you know, dovish lishchichi ligozim be'rabanan.
Okay.
The likelihood of what exactly 40 saw, and the person is standing in the water, and together with him it's 40, and then the second guy, presumably, is not.
No, Rabbi Huda goes around it, so, you know, he seems to think it's he makes it carries out an exception.
Ikri Ami, another version. Omer Nachman Omer Ravua Machloikis Mitumah LeTahara. The Machloikis in that Mishnah is talking about real life of the person is Taka Tomei, and now they Ragla Achas to make him Tor. Aber Malis Rabbanan to be a Kol Avesheni Tor. Malis Rabbanan, since these are rabbinic, these are not the Araisa. Everybody would agree. Not only Rabbi Yehuda, but even the Tanakama would agree. Then the sheni will be tohor, as well as you can go and switch now from chulin to meiser and all the rest. This would be everybody. So Reb Dos initially said it's Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Nachman, it goes according to everybody, because we're talking about over here malas drabban, and therefore please Reb Dos, and that would disagree with Reb Dos, because Reb Dos says it's only in accordance with Reb Yehuda. But based on what we're saying, Rav Nachman, Reb Avuah would hold it across the board, even by that everybody would agree, even the Tanakhama would agree that it works. So dear Rav, achas b'mayim. Omer Ula, boy minei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was asked, or he himself asked, Lerv Yehuda ma'u lahatpil machta betzinoyriyos b'roi sheshel rishayin. Aha. You have that the first person has his feet still in the mikvah, and you want to go and toivel machta betzinoyriyos, which means very, very small kelim. Machat, as you know, means a needle, and tzinor is similar. Rashi says it's like a little mazlek, a little fork, which was all to use for purpose of spinning the, Rashi says, zohav. I guess if you have thin golden threads, you would go and use such a mazlek, such a tzinor, to go and do it. Anyway, these are very, very small. You don't want to put it directly into the mikveh, because it can get lost. I have a good idea. This guy has his feet in the mikveh. He has hair on his head, and the hair is still wet, presumably. I'm going to go and put the machlit tzinoirius on the guy's head. Since you're telling me that he happens to be a shtik mikvah based on the inyan of good achis, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold in such a case? Would you say that the machlit tzinoirius becomes tar because I put it into the mikvah? I didn't put a mikvah, I put it in the guy's head. That's okay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that person is an extension of the mikvah. Good aches is the Rabbi Yehuda. Good asik lesle. Do you hold that the water goes down, but the water doesn't come up? Or you deal with good asik nami lesle. Or does he hold that the water comes up as well? In other words, we're trying to. What did we say about the second person that goes into the mikveh? We say that as long as the first person is still connected to the mikveh and the water on his body, you deem it as if it's down below. Good aches as if the mechitza comes down.
Yeah.
It's part of the mikveh down below. But now you want to go and say that his here on top should be as if there's 40 saw on top.
Upwards,
and the water from down below should go travel upwards. Does that work? You're tzinnished. Amalai is it on addresses this question. Not exactly on the fact pattern, but similar. What is it talking about? Sholish gemam yois benachal. You have on the side of a mountain, you have three water holes. The upper one, the middle one, and the bottom one. The top one and the bottom one only have 20 so each, and obviously that is not sufficient. But the middle one was 40 so. The Chardish of Gishomim, Oyveres Benem. Remember the Chardish of Gishomim we had on the top of the Omid, like as a shtickle waterfall, is connecting all three, one to two to three. Now the question is, can you, obviously you can travel in the middle one, because that's 40, so there's nothing to talk about. But can you travel in the upper one? Can you travel in the bottom one? And the Gemara assumes that to travel in the bottom one, that would be a good achis, that the water is flowing down, an extension, and that would work. What question is, what about going upwards? With the first one, which is also connected with this waterfall.
Halachically, be flowing upward.
Exactly. So would you say, good asik, it's as if the water's coming up? Not only what, it's very similar to the case of the guy with the hair, that you put the machta tenorius in his hair, that, do you say the water flows up? Or do you say the water flows down? And that's this tisefta that addresses this.
When we say it goes up, is that even, we're talking, that's only according to the Ika Da'amri?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I mean, over here, whether it's Malas Rabbanu or Deraisa, or whatever.
Yeah, no, what he puts, he wants to be told, well, this stuff is Truma Deraisa.
Mm-hmm.
Who would say that, or it's according to the first sheet, you wouldn't be able to, it was only Malas Rabbanu, but according mm-hmm. to the Ika Da'amri, there was a shot to say that it works even, that's the Machlokas, there's one side to say that it works Deraisa, because you want to be told.
I think you're saying the other way around. In other words, according to the second Lashon, everybody agrees Malas Rabbanan that it would work, that it's tough.
Right.
According to the first Lashon says that everybody agreed that the Sheni is Tame. So you're asking a person who happens to be Tame, if you hold according to the first Lashon Mitumutar, everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, holds it is Tame, so how are we even clarifying a person wants to go to make it?
That's what I'm saying.
Good. So the answer is, it's talking about that the person was only Tame Midraban, or he only requires Tvila Midraban.
Right, but what about these pins that's in his hair?
Yeah.
Is that a
Midraban? So you're going back to the earlier case?
No, in this case here where he wants to be Tovo.
Machtin Sinoris. Sinoris.
Okay.
So that's a derisive, I assume.
The question is, how did they become Tomei? Were they Tomei derisive or Tomei derabanan?
Are we only talking about Malas Rabbanan there?
Or that would depend on the two Ikadiyam, the two versions.
Thinking.
If you hold that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha applies even to derisives, then the good question is an excellent question. If you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda only holds Oideo Raglum Achas is only talking about Mamalas Rabbanon, then the Chayyur this question wouldn't apply.
Right.
Unless the Macht of Tinoides only happened to have a din of Tumam de Rabbanon, or you're only toiling them because of the Rabbanon. So then, it would be Shaykh. If you're wondering why a person would toivel midrabanan, Rashi says we have other requirements, midrabanan, for instance, an onen or mechusik kippurim. An onen and mechusik kippurim have not eaten truma for a while, an onen, and he's a kohen, so to be able to go and eat truma, you'd have to go and toivel in the mikveh to be able to go and eat, for instance, either. Rashi says kodesh, maybe not truma, but you wouldn't have to. But kodesh, because it's a chadas, exactly. So it's not a chiv deraisa, it's a chiv derabanan. So the gav does chiv in derabanan. Idea regular agliachas. The second guy would be tar. But if I told you deraisa, if shenish, those are the two lishanim.
It would have been that he was suffering from
If it's a suffering from Rishus Ram, he's tar. So Rishus Yachin, he's tar. So that's the side of it.
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now, so we want to figure out, does the water travel up or the water only travels down? So we have a price. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Meir Hoya Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of his chaver, his peer, Reb Meir. Matvul Bel Yoina, you can Toivul Bel Yoina. Oh, so we do in fact hold good Asik, not only good Achis. And that being the case, the same thing should apply to the Machta de Tzinoirias. So the Choyah can be Poshed Ar Shaila, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can Toivul Machta Tzinoirias on his head, just like in the Toivul on the upper water hole that only had 20 saw on its own. Okay, so very good. Frank Timur Matanya, I have a bride that says just the opposite of Yehuda Oimer. Meir Hoya Oimer,
right.
Matva Bel Yoina, Vani Oimer, but I disagree. I hold B'tachtoina V'loi Be'el Yoina. You only say good Achis, and you don't say good Asik, and therefore you cannot use the Machta de Tzinoirias. So therefore, the first bride that you brought, you cannot rely on. You assumed that since Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rameyer, he probably holds like Rameyer. So the second bride says, Befeinu, she does not hold like Rameyer. Amalei, so the answer to back, Itanya, Itanya, I said, Shteitzos, or Shteitzos, I didn't know about the second bride. Yeah. But it says Befeinu, she disagrees, it says Befeinu. So in fact, you would not be able to go and toy with the Machta de Tzinoirias, and you would not be able to use the El Yoina, because you only go downwards, you don't go upwards. Fine. And the Mishnah says, "Vengel the chulin behufsak the chulin, and only helps the chulin doesn't help for ma'isa." Mani masnisit rabbanani deshanilu bein chulin le ma'isa. Well, what's this all about? If you go back to Yudches on the Beit, which we learned yesterday, you remember that the Gemara brought a brayser where there was a machloikis. It's a brayser. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah b'sechus para. It was a. If you start where it says Gemara in yesterday's Amud, it's halfway down from Gemara till the bottom. When the Gemara said it, now, Kol Haton Bias Mayin Adivrei Sofrin, Metam Bias HaKoydish, a person who's Ton Bias Mayin Adivrei Sofrin means that he's only Tomei, not only, he's Tomei Midrabana, he has a din of a Sheni. Since he has a din of a Sheni, Metam Bias HaKoydish, he makes Kodshim up to Revi, since Metam Bias HaKoydish. Places a truma, he can make truma up to a shlishi, a tassel. Umutin chulin ha-maiser, as far as chulin ha-maiser is concerned, they're both on the same madrega. Since he is a sheni, there's no way that he can be metame chulin ha-maiser, because by definition, when you metame something, you do the next step, the next level. From sheni, you can make something into a shlishi, but I can't make chulin ha-maiser into a shlishi. It doesn't exist. Chulin ha-maiser, by definition, stop at a sheni. So if I'm a sheni, I can't be metame. Divrame. No. Even though he's only a sheni, he could aser be meiser. What about chulin? Chulinish. I agree. So therefore, a meir equates chulin and meiser. The chachamim make a distinction between chulin and meiser. Okay. So let's come back to us now. It says a person toivin lechulin, hochzak lechulin, but not for meiser. Mani masis and chayra banani. The shanu who made chulin and meiser, because it's going to a meir. Chulin and meiser are interchangeable; they're exactly on the same level. So, if I had in mind for chulin, so the same thing applies to meiser. It's as if I had in mind for chulin for meat. Do I have to have a special kavana of chulin for milchiks? No, chulin is chulin is chulin. There's milchiks, a parva, a fleishik. It's all one of them. I had in mind for chicken. Does that help for beef? If it's chulin, it's chulin. So says the Gemara, if chulin and meiser are the same madrega, if he had a mind for chulin, he had a mind for meiser. It's only one the same. By the fact that it says chuksek lechulin and not the meiser, it's a chayor. It right goes contra meir. I'm sorry, contra
bana, and not like a
right. Aim is safe. Big the amoritz. We had this yesterday. Mishnah, as you recall, big the amoritz meant to prushim. Big the prushim enters oichle truma, and then big the oichle truma is for oichle kodshim and kodshim for the paraduma people. How do I see this comes according to Rameh? So it's very simple. Let's go back to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, we have in the Reisha five different madregos, five different levels, starting on line number 3 of the Mishnah of yesterday. Oh, so Mais is already number 2. That's already number 3. That's 4. That's number 5. So you have 5 altogether. Chulin, Maiser, Truma, Kodshim, and Chatas. Chatas meaning Torah. Very good. Now let's skip 2 lines. Bigdi Am Oretz. medris leprushin. The begotam amharis, they have to worry about the fact that maybe the wife was a nido or a zova, and she sat on the begotam, and therefore those begotam now, or she was wearing the begotam, and they have a din of tumas medris. Since they have a din of tumas medris, it has a din of abatoma, etc. Automatically, if a Polish comes and touches these begotam, he's going to become tummy. That's medris leprushin. What about being the prushin? Medris loyich letruma. Being the loyich letruma, medris lekodesh. The Kodesh Medes Lechatas. Boy, so we left out one. We only have over here Purushim, that's talking about Chulim. Then we go straight to Truma, and then we go to Kodeshim, and then we go to Chatas. Lechoyer, we're missing one step. It should say Big Day Amoris Medrash LePurushim for Chulim purposes. Then Big Day Purushim are Medras LeOichle Maiser Sheini. And then the Big Day Oichle Maiser Sheini, these would be Medras LeOichle Truma. And the big guy, so we're missing one step over here. So what's the story? Because it goes according to the mayor.
He says there's no distinction by the Sheini and Chulin. He collapses the first two levels into one.
If that's the case, then I have a seder between them, the Reisha and the Mishnah, the Sefer.
Right.
Reisha has five, and the Sefer only has four. Oy vavai, this is hair raising. What are we going to do? Zokti Gemara, Nochamul. Eva says, "The Amoris members of Prushim, the Prushim members of Oichit Truma, Asol Ramei, the Amachulam Maisek Adoni Ninu, Reisha Abanim, Sefer Ramei." Is that possible? Says, "Well, yeah, Reisha Abanim, Sefer Ramei, Chamish Kabrei." I have to say that, otherwise the mission doesn't stem. Rav Acha bar Adam, Masi Lo Besefer. Rav Acha bar Adam said, "No, it's not a problem. In my Mishnah, it says Chamish Malos." What is it, Chamish Malos? Look at Rashi, Chamish Malos, right before the Y lines. In my Mishnah, it says the Big Day Prushin, and then the Big Day Oichle Meiser, and the Big Day Oichle Truma, and the Big Day Oichle Kodesh, and the Chatas. So I have Taka all five. I have the Prushin, meaning for the Chulin, right. And then the next Ma. We left out of the Mishnah the Oichle Meiser, but Rav Acha bar Adam, his Mishnah, he did have the Oichle Meiser, right. And then he has all five. If that's the case, for the whole mission going to Rabban, I don't have to say that the Reisha is the Rabban and the Sefer is the Meir. The whole mission goes according to Rabbanon. It will stop to be continued tomorrow.
It's that time.